Grain futures higher across the board. Corn futures, they tried to put a correction into that market this morning, and, well, it came bouncing right back to the contract highs made on Sunday night, Monday morning. Pioneer Seed Company put out their field guesses, and, of course, they would pick the good fields, and our Pioneer Seed corn is that great. Anyway, they put out some good yields for Iowa, which kind of put the market under pressure early, but it was snapped back up again on the reality that the U.S. corn yield is likely below 180 bushels to the acre, probably in that 177, 179 range. When you do the math and upcoming business, we're going to be selling corn to Europe. There's just no way around it. That has the board snapping that price back up again as we again head higher on corn, up 7 cents right now, 7 1/4, and 5.22 1/4. The March corn contract up 7 1/4, 5.37 1/2. Now, the wheat trade stumbled overnight, early morning, I should say, knocked down over 15 cents a bushel at one time as the Algo headline readers read that India was ending its export ban, and they do have 3 to 5 million metric tons of excess wheat that they could export. Well, there's one problem with that. It's so high priced, nobody's going to buy it. And so after being down 15 cents a bushel in the night session, when the day session came and the thinking trade got underway, they snapped her back up and pushed wheat higher on the session, a 20 cent plus reversal off the lows. The reality is Indian wheat is anywhere from $320 to $330 a metric ton. U.S. wheat converted to metric ton is running in that $265 to $270 metric ton value. So they're going to buy ours with freight before anybody touches Indian wheat. So that's just how Algo computer readers work. Night session, they're kind of dumb. We like to hope the smarter ones show up during the day session, but you can question that on some days. December Chicago wheat up 3 1/4, 7.02 3/4. March gaining 3 cents, 7.20 1/2. In Kansas, December is up 2 3/4 at 7.70. March up 2 3/4, 7.83 1/2. Minneapolis wheat a little farther behind. Harvest progress way ahead of expectations. So sales are being made at elevators. Wheat is stacking up because the crop, well, it's shorter, smaller, but it means it gets harvested quicker and still gets sold. December Chicago, Minneapolis wheat down 3/4 right now at 7.20 1/2, while March is unchanged at 7.39. Now the soybeans, they were lower overnight. They were down almost a dime, and now they're up a dime. Okay, why the 20 cent swing? Well, overnight, the nervous reaction was that, well, besides the RINs and these renewable certificates were going to be extended, we weren't going to worry about biofuel blending for a while. And also, China, you know, not happy with all these sanctions going on to Iran since they buy most of their oil. There was a little fear that maybe China would disappear. Well, we did see them in this morning for 130,000 metric tons of beans. That's like a daily event. They're not gone. There's more snooping around, we're hearing. So reversing violently from 10 cents lower to 10 cents higher now. We're up 9 3/4 cents on November beans, within striking distance of the highs they made last week and last summer. It's about a dime away. We're at 12.34, up 9 3/4 cents. The January contract up a dime, 12.48 1/4. Well, livestock futures. Packers going to be making more money this week than last week. Box beef has choice up $2.43, select up $5.46, but the feedlots are not going to get that. August cattle, they're hammering down $2.07 today, $2.18, and this contract expires Monday. We had one of our clients, Big Feedlot, had JBS call him last week and offered him $2.25 for their cattle and said, take it, because they're going to be $2.20 next week. Well, what did they know? Well, maybe they know something like the Batista boys, the controllers of JBS, the large Brazilian packing plant. Well, apparently, and it's documented, you can go check on it, the White House had a visitor from one of the Batista boys, who, by the way, gave $5 million to the Trump election campaign. He was at the White House. And, of course, last Friday we get the news that we're going to get a lot of boxed beef into the United States, 300,000 metric tons for 90 days. Lowered, the tariffs are getting removed is what's happening. And just in time for elections. And when asked by a reporter, where's this meat coming from, typical Trump response, I'm not going to tell you. Well, how nice is that to know that we don't know where this beef is coming from? And does that country of unknown origin follow same health protocols that we have, not only for slaughtering and cleanliness, but for utilization of drugs and meat cuts that have been injected with antibiotics that we don't use in the United States? Wouldn't that be good to know? So anyway, that's still in play. President Trump hasn't changed his mind on that, despite a lot of heat from trade organizations, senators, and congressmen. You know, if he was to change his mind, I'd say tomorrow's the last day for him to change it. Otherwise, he will make good probably on his campaign contributions that were made to his account, as we will receive that beef from, you know, likely Brazil and other countries, Australia and Argentina. And by the way, Argentina had some cargoes of beef rejected by China because of health protocols. Isn't that interesting? But we'll take it, no problem. Cattle, August on the can, down $1.80, $2.18.27. October lower by $2.82 at $2.10.77. December giving up $2.35 to $2.11.85. Feeder cattle, wow, the August is the index has to line up at the end of the week on and Monday. It was down $3.02 today at $3.35.45. August is up 20 cents right now. Feeders at $3.33.77, but it's all downhill from there. Off $4.85 on September feeders, $3.19.37. October down $4.90, $3.13.42. November off $5.12, $3.05.85. January back below 300. We're down 507 to $2.97.80. As news yesterday afternoon, Rollins at a press conference said, even though we're in the trial phase in Douglas, Wyoming, we will likely in 30 days open up the Santa Teresa port of entry in Arizona. And then after that, they'll move on 30 days later to another one in Columbus, New Mexico. And so that has the market already adding the cattle up. That's coming, putting the heavy pressure on feeders. The October hog market down 60 cents on that contract, 80.55, lower by $1.07 for December, 70.40. In the metals, December gold recovering heavy selling pressure overnight. We're now back up $2.60, $4,700. Silver, they had that down over a dollar at one time. Now December silver up 20 cents, $69.58. While Bitcoin August contract up $310, $79,160. And crude oil sharply lower because apparently we're not fighting. We're just fighting with money. With all these sanctions being put on Iran, that the trade is saying, well, if nothing is getting blown up, maybe we can just take the price of oil down. Never mind the fact that only two tankers went through in the last 24 hours. So it's not like the strait is actually open like it's advertised. Crude oil, October contract, down $2.76 a barrel, $82.24. Gasoline's off 4 cents a gallon at $2.93, not at the pump, just on the futures. And diesel fuel, down 2.5 cents a gallon, $4.14.5. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.